Let's Face the Issues, 5 p.m. Monday through Friday by Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University of Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Youngblood, a biblical scholar and conservative theologian, deals with a variety of social, political, and moral issues, yet all biblical issues from a central biblicist's point of view. This call-in question and answer broadcast will provide you, the listener, with answers to questions that others have avoided. Remember God's Word? The Bible gives us the answers to life's questions and issues. Some of the issues we will address, allowing you, the listener, to call in and ask and respond to are as follows. The dangers of Islam in America and around the world. What about abortion? The sin of homosexuality. Jacksonville and other cities facing the debate over open bathroom laws. Is Jesus really God? Could Jesus sin? The Second Amendment and the Christian. What about the coming Antichrist? Will America face war with Russia? How does Israel fit into prophecy? What is the real mark of the beast, 666? And multitudes of issues and topics. You're invited to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. to listen to Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Youngblood, and once again, we're going to face the issues. Our program's dedicated to seeking the truth when facing issues. Most are not aware of the fact that when you look at things from a central biblicist standpoint, the issues that we are faced with in life could not be codified as issues that would be called political issues, moral issues, spiritual issues, theological issues, social issues. Because when we look at the scripture and we look at it as a one whole from a biblical worldview, it's all one. Unfortunately, we have those today that feel somehow, some way, we need to be very careful on what we say. I pray that as you tune in each day at 5 o'clock till 5:30 on Let's Face the Issues, that you do so with the idea in mind that you're going to ask your question. You're going to put in, as some use the term, you don't want to put in your 2 cents worth. That's okay. That's what this broadcast is all about. We want you, our listener, to be a part of the broadcast and what we have to say on these different issues. I can be speaking on an issue or addressing a particular issue. You may want to call in and go a different direction. That's wonderful. You, our listener, basically direct by your questions and your comments what we want to say and the issues we want to deal with. Let's understand, though, as we deal with issues, we're going to do so based on the Word of God, which Jesus himself said, "Thy word is truth." Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:31-32. We look for answers. You have questions? We all have questions. We seek answers. You can call in today at 904-401-1413. That's 401-1413. We'd love to have your calls, your input, your insight, your questions, your perhaps if you have a divergent opinion. That's wonderful. We can agree to disagree without being disagreeable. You, our listener, in this participation program, whether it's political, social, spiritual, or biblical issues, we want you to have a part in this program. By the way, I just ran across this I thought was interesting. Let me read you a quote and see if you can somehow determine who made this statement. "I believe with all my heart that standing up for America means standing up for God, who has so blessed our land. We need God's help to guide our nation through stormy seas, but we can't expect him to protect America in a crisis if we just leave him over on the shelf in our day-to-day living," end quote. That would sound as though it's one of our founding fathers, but it wasn't. It was Ronald Reagan that made that statement. And may I suggest to you that that perhaps is one of the greatest needs in America today as we look at just going through our Independence Day celebration. What a blessing it is to live in America. What a blessing it is to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. With all of her faults, with all of her problems, with all of the things that we're faced with as a nation, we still have the greatest country on God's green earth. We are blessed each and every day that we wake up in America. If all other nations were so great with liberties and freedoms and rights and liberties that we have in America, why are so many people wanting to come across our borders with a rush headlong into America if they had the same privilege and the same blessings and the same freedoms that we have? But we need to be careful. As Patrick Henry said, as we had the reenactment of the Patrick Henry speech on Sunday for our special God and Country Day. We do that, by the way, each year. And in the Patrick Henry reenactment speech, part of that speech is, "Most all are aware, give me liberty or give me death." May I remind us that, by the way, you can go to YouTube, look at the message, listen to the wonderful singers from the Grove Family Singers, and see the Patrick Henry reenactment by Harry McKay. He did such a super job on that presentation. You can call us and ask your question, join in the dialogue and discussion. We're going to wrap up with our questions and the issues that we're going to deal with today, going to a biblical truth to give us resolution as to where we stand and what we ought to do with it. By the way, I want to mention, while it's on my mind, July the 22nd, 23rd, Conservative Theological University will put on a seminar. It's a seminar that is of ultimate value to every church in our surrounding area. It is a seminar on church security. The seminar is entitled Protecting God's Church. Every pastor needs to be involved in this. Every senior pastor, all that's on your security teams in your churches. If your pastor has not heard about it, tell him. Ask him to call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and become involved in the registration process to get his security team here. Senior pastors, security teams, ushers, deacons, associate pastors, church staff members, church greeters, Sunday school teachers, church parking team, all need to be involved in the training. Do you realize that churches are generally unarmed? Churches are generally trusting everybody. The philosophy is, we ought to leave the doors unlocked. It's okay, because anybody who walks through those doors do so because they love Jesus. Folks, that's simply not so in 21st century America. Churches are generally not prepared to face an armed intruder. Churches are open and soft targets for the terrorist, for the mentally challenged, and for the person seeking revenge against the pastor, simply because perhaps he preached on a message or a subject or an issue that that person was diametrically opposed to. This seminar will open up for your understanding what we're faced with in the American church. It's on the 22nd. That's a Friday. Friday night, 6:30 to 9:30, and then Saturday, 9 till 5. There'll be a brief break for lunch with some finger food and refreshments for the participant. $99 is the registration fee. That includes your lecture. That includes the syllabi and the textbook. That's $99 if it is registered and paid for in advance. At the door on the day of the seminar, it's $129. So it behooves you to call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Get your security team at your church, your church security men, involved in and enrolled in this wonderful seminar that I highly recommend. That number you can call, by the way, for questions today is 401-1413, 401-1413. We're still offering the book, A Nation on Trial, America Stands Before God. And by the way, that is the message that, if you were listening to this broadcast on last Friday and on Monday, which was July the 4th, we had a two-part message on A Nation on Trial. The book is a fuller explanation of Isaiah chapter 1. That I would highly recommend for you. We'd love to send that to you free and shipping paid for the first three callers that call in today. But may I remind us one other thing before we look at some issues. We're looking for, our church is looking for 6 to 10 interns for the summer, summer interns. You'll be involved in general office work, outreach, keyboarding, grounds and buildings, technologies. We'll provide a small stipend for expenses. And then you will also receive a 100% scholarship for tuition for Conservative Theological University for the Bible College Division. I pray that you'll take part in that, that it will be a blessing for you. By the way, you've heard the latest news, I'm sure. The wonderful leadership in America has decided that they're going to further destroy our military. They've decided that the transgenders have a right to be in military. And one of the things that's the underpinning associated right that supposedly by fiat the Obama administration handed down to the Pentagon and to our leaders in the different branches of military, that right extends to the fact that those that are considering themselves transgender, that have a deranged mental problem, that consider themselves to be transgendered, your tax money and my tax money will pay for their transgender surgery and for the years of medical care afterwards, just by simply being in our military. It's going to further denigrate, further destroy, and further open America up for outside attacks from the world, and especially from the Islamic jihadists. May I tell us that today we're in a society where the Islamic crazies want to destroy us, the inept Congress wants to disarm us, the ones that are anemic as Christians want to deny where things are, and those that are inspired and courageous want to defend us. And may I say that I would rather be in that inspired, courageous group that tried to defend where we are in America and where we stand today. We are looking at government that's gone awry. We're looking at a tyrannical government that is over us. And with the FBI just today making a determination that they're not going to prosecute lying Hillary. And by the way, that's the term that we find that is so used today, especially with the Trump leadership team. And I think he's exactly right with that designation. You can go back for the past 30, 35 years and look at her life and work along with Slick Willie, that he was called in the 80s. That is William Jefferson Clinton. And find that this is not the first time they have skated by. It seems that they are covered with Teflon because whatever they do, it makes no difference. And right now, I believe that they are solely responsible for selling America to the enemies around the world, selling America interests, selling America's insights, and selling America's secrets to the global jihadists and others around the globe. May I remind us there's a need to recognize that government is given to us by God, but the governmental officials need to operate under the auspices, the leadership, and the direction of Holy God. There's some things that need to be recognized based on what some of our founding fathers said and those in leadership then. William Penn said, those who will not be governed by God will be ruled by tyrants. Benjamin Franklin said, I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proof I see of this truth. God governs in the affairs of men, and if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it possible that an empire can rise without his aid? George Washington said, it is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. Do not ever let anyone claim to be a true American patriot if they ever attempt to separate religion from politics. And by the way, that's been my hue and cry for all of these years. You cannot separate it. If it is a biblical worldview, there's no such thing as politics and Christianity, no such thing as Bible and the world. It is all one seamless whole. And I pray that you're continuing to uphold the boycott against Target. I was excited the other day when I read an article that Target stock has dropped about $1.5 billion as a result of you and other believers, other moral ethical people that said, we're simply not going to run the risk of going in Target, especially with our wives and our daughters and children to go into the dressing rooms. Target's already had 28 major events in dressing rooms and bathrooms in the Target stores across the nation where women were viewed, where young girls were videotaped or photographed, where there was intrusion into their private space in dressing and changing garments. So I say to everybody, God's money that he's put in your pocket can be better spent at any other store than Target. Continue to boycott Target and say no to Target. And while I'm on that stream of thought, you can call us at 401-1413, 401-1413. We're going to talk about during the course of this week, we're going to look at the mark of the beast, 666. What is it? How is it received? Who gives it? Who receives it? What does it mean? What is the authority behind it? Will that happen in America? Can that happen on a global basis? Who is responsible for that dissemination of the 666? By the way, you know, our city hall, the wonderful city councilman that we've got. By the way, if you know a city councilman, encourage them to tune into this broadcast. Encourage them to hear what I have to say in relationship to their lack of moral, ethical fortitude to stand for our city. They voted 18-1 to put on a referendum for the general citizens to vote on in November. That referendum will be asking you, the citizens, and me, to vote, say yes or no, on slot machines in Duval County. Well, slot machines might sound rare simple and pretty harmless, but may I remind us that every city and every county and every state that slot machines have gone into, welfare rolls skyrocket, fatherless homes increase, spousal abuse skyrockets, children that are hungry in the home goes up exponentially, all as a result of moms and dads that think that they can put another coin or another dollar in the slot machine and somehow strike it rich. We have the daughter of the gambling kingpin in Jacksonville, Howard Corman being the man, that owns the dog tracks. Howard Corman owns the now the place called Best Bets, which is over in Arlington. And they're planning on, if this passes, and it's already passed through City Hall, City Council, and now if the citizens vote for it, there'll be 2,000 slot machines in the Best Bet place over in Arlington. That was promulgated as a result of Howard Corman's daughter being in the mayor's office, Alex Corman Shelton, Allie as she's known. And Allie is the daughter of Howard Corman. And it was through the mayor's office that was promulgated and then introduced by Aaron Bowman in the city council, a bill that would allow slot machines in Duval County. And out of the 18 to 19, there was only one person that said, Dole Carter said he wasn't going to vote for it. He said his conscience would not allow him to do so. May I remind us, we need to pray for him, hold him up, call his office, encourage him, and let him know, thank you, thank you, thank you for standing for the moral, ethical people that put you in office in Duval County. And by the way, it is a sad, sad commentary when you read the list of those that received money from the gambling people. Aaron Bowman, $1,000. Anna Brochet received $2,000. Bill Gulliford, $500. Garrett Dennis, $1,000. Greg Anderson, $1,000. John Cressenbenny, $1,000. George Morgan, $1,000. Our wonderful mayor that was supposed to be conservative when we voted on him, Lenny Curry, received $4,000. Matt Schellenberg, $1,000. Reginald Gaffney, $2,000. Scott Wilson, $1,000. Tommy Azuri, $2,000. And it's these same ones that receive payoff. That's my term. My term is also based on the Florida Statute 838.015. I call it a bribe that they've accepted in order to pass this through City Council. And I put it on the agenda for people to vote on. And I say to you, stand up and say, no, we're not going to vote on. We're not going to destroy Duval County by doing so. And the school board needs to fire Dr. Vitti for opening the bathrooms, locker rooms, and shower rooms to the little girls in the schools and high schools and the grammar schools of all of Duval County. I'll talk about that extensively, by the way, tomorrow. But let me just make a transition. You can call, by the way, at 401-1413. The little book of Jude. Jude is just one chapter, and Jude has only 25 verses. But the little book of Jude, verses 17, 18, and 19 says, but, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last times who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Very quickly, I want us to talk about that for a moment, because that's what we're faced with in government today. Whether it's the Dr. Vitti fiasco with the inept school board that we have that's making rules and regulations to, rather than educate our children and our grandchildren, to literally demoralize them and put them in harm's way. The precious gifts from God that God's given us, called our children, are put in harm's way rather than being taught as they're supposed to be taught. School is supposed to be a safe place for students when we send them there. But the exhortation that we find in this text that I just read, in verse 17 and 18, the Bible says, remember, remember. If you put it in the Youngblood vernacular, in this Jude verse 17, said, beloved, remember. Literally, if you put it in the Youngblood vernacular, don't forget. Know it so. Be ever aware of the fact. The revilers, found in verse 18, how that there should be mockers in the last times. We have today those that are mocking your Christianity and mine. Those by their actions, from the inept leader in the White House to the State House and to our local City Hall, we have those that are revilers. They're literally mocking us, making fun of Christ, making fun of that which is biblical and godly, making fun of the Christian that says, you should not do that. Don't do that to our kids. Don't do that, Dr. Vitti, to our children in school and to City Hall, City Council members. Don't take the bribe, the payoffs, in order to put things that are ungodly and unholy as laws and ordinances and rules and regulations for Duval County. These are mocking believers. They're making fun of Christians. And the Scripture tells us that we need to be aware of that. In the last days, these things will take place. In fact, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. We're finding that taking place on a rampant basis. The Scripture is exhorting you and me to remember that this has already been told. Remember that God's already codified in His Word. Remember that God's already warned us that these revilers will come and that they will try to laugh at and mock and make fun of who we are. Notice in that 18th verse, they're reprobate. And I use that term because the Scripture says, who should walk after their own lust, their own ungodly, that is without God, lust, cravings, and desires. You find these men and women in City Hall. You find these men and women in the school board, making up the school board, whether it's local or statewide or nationally. You find those that are in authority and leadership over us that are literally walking after their own ungodly, that means without God, without God's input, without God's influence, without the work of the Holy Spirit, without saying, God, what would you have me to do? They're doing so based on their own cravings and their own desires. It's what can go into my pocket and make me more wealthy rather than what is it that is beneficial and a blessing to the city of Jacksonville. 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, the 3rd verse says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. And we have those today that are the scoffers, those that are revilers, those that are reprobate, those that are making decisions for our laws based on what is beneficial for them. And in doing so, keep in mind, this is a stench in the nostrils of God. This is a slap on the face of God. This is a slam on the Word of God. This is the enemy's work. And it reminds me of what he said then in the 19th verse of Jude. We're looking at Jude 17, 18, and 19. In the 19th verse, these be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. The enemy is divisive. These be they who separate themselves. That literally means they cause division. They divide families. They divide communities. They divide people. They divide us in ethnic divisions and in socioeconomic divisions. They're dividing. It is the divide and conquer mentality that Barack Hussein Obama has used so marvelously and so wickedly during his almost 8 years in office. It is the divide and conquer approach that Satan always uses, and especially through a political imbecile when they're in office and they have no relationship to the people that put them there. The attitude is, I'm king now. I don't have to ask the people anything. I can do as I want to. God's word warns of the last days of apostasy setting in. And may I remind us, that's what we're finding today, is apostasy has set in. There are those that have cooled off and calmed down and say, I don't need to get excited about God or God's Word. Ryan, I believe you're on line one. What could we answer for you today? Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah, you were talking about Benghazi last week. And what do you think was the motivation or the underlying reason that our government did not respond and rescue those guys? You think it was just carelessness, political correctness, or ineptitude? What do you think the real reason there is?
None of the above. It wasn't ineptness, and it was not carelessness. It was absolutely a decided factor that they were not going in and try to stop it because they wanted their cover to continue to cover what they were doing. It was illegal gun running out of Libya into the freedom fighters, as they were called, or the army that was supported by the U.S. government and taxpayers' money in Syria, that they were trying to get the guns there. And the whole purpose was to put someone there that could help cover for the gun running that was taking place. And the gun running operation went awry. And as a result of that, we had four patriotic Americans that were slaughtered. And Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama sat back and did nothing. We had enough time to get aircraft in the air, to get weapons in the air, and to at least prevent the final ones from being slaughtered there at Benghazi. And yet we have Hillary Rodham Clinton that's warning America to say, yes, you can go in the White House, when she was inept, incapable, and absolutely wretched as a Secretary of State. I simply say, no, we don't need Hillary Clinton. And Benghazi was not an error. It was not ineptness. It was something that had taken place as a result of trying to cover the lie that had been perpetrated upon the American public with the gun running to get the illegal guns that the Congress had not authorized to go into Syria. So we need to pray seriously that God will put someone in office other than Hillary Rodham Clinton, the worst-case scenario for America. But, Ryan, I appreciate your question. Our time is about out, but thank you so much for calling. And if you'll leave your name and address there with Harley on the phone, I'd be delighted to send you that free book, A Nation on Trial. Thank you for calling today.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and God bless you for your call. Yeah, we're looking at an enemy that is rampant. And yet, through the American politicians, we're doing nothing. It's dividing us. We need to understand that we need to turn back to God as a nation, turn back to God as Christians, and Christians pray and seek the face of God and allow God to heal our land and direct our footsteps. Thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. We pray that God will bless you and that we can meet again tomorrow on the air at the same time, the same station, and God bless you.
Let's Face the Issues, 5 p.m. Monday through Friday by Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University of Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Youngblood, a biblical scholar and conservative theologian, deals with a variety of social, political, and moral issues, yet all biblical issues from a central biblicist's point of view. This call-in question and answer broadcast will provide you, the listener, with answers to questions that others have avoided. Remember, God's Word, the Bible, gives us the answers to life's questions and issues. Some of the issues we will address, allowing you, the listener, to call in and ask and respond to, are as follows. The dangers of Islam in America and around the world. What about abortion? The sin of homosexuality. Jacksonville and other cities facing the debate over open bathroom laws. Is Jesus really God? Could Jesus sin? The Second Amendment and the Christian. What about the coming Antichrist? Will America face war with Russia? How does Israel fit into prophecy? What is the real mark of the beast? 666. And multitudes of issues and topics. You're invited to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. to listen to Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.